Call, please.
Bill Lockyer.
Bettina Redway for Bill Lockyer.
Anna Matasantos.
Cynthia Bryant for Director Anna Matasantos.
John Chung.
Cindy Ehrenberg representing State Controller John Chung.
Preston Dufisard.
Present.
And Dale Bonner.
Stan Hazelrath representing Secretary Bonner.
Everyone being present, thank you. We will move to item, now I feel empowered. We will move to item two, which is approval of the October 27th, 2010 meeting minutes. Are there any questions or comments from board members or from the public?
I'll move their approval.
Second. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. We will move to item three, executive director's report.
Pretty short today.
Okay.
CIPA deals are starting to wind down for the year. One of the three items on the agenda today will go for December. They're just the Cardenas project is wrapping up based on the permitting documentation to us for the civil action rules. And as soon as we get that, we'll bring them back to you probably in December. The board has approved four recovery zone permits this year, and we have another one before you today. This will result in about $45 million of recovery zone bonds that CIPAC has facilitated this year. You've approved about $10 million in taxes and
allocation for the iBank and CPCFA. And CIPAC staff have worked and closed five bond issues so far, with three more coming that will total about a little over $39 million. So out of the $90 million of IDB allocation received from CIDLAC, we expect to return about $41 million. So I was taking a look at last year, and the year before, 2008, we were very busy. Last year, we actually did not close a single deal on our own at staff work. So this is, you know, a nice, healthy comeback. So we've been busy.
Okay. Good.
Great.
That means the economy is improving.
Yes.
Knock on wood. Okay. Are there any questions from board members? Okay, then we'll move to item four, business items. So for A2, we are approving the issuance of taxable and tax exempt bonds. This is for Santini. I need to put my glasses on. Santini Foods.
Teeny? Too teeny?
You feel like you're in royalty here.
I know. I actually have never sat on this side before. I've always been.
I mean, this is really grand.
I'm kind of scared to be up here.
Yeah.
We're not moving.
I don't blame you.
Maybe nobody would notice.
Good morning. Deanna Hamlin with CIDFAC.
Walt Venemeyer with Progressive Capital.
The issuer, Alameda County IDA, on behalf of Santini Foods Incorporated, requests approval of an initial and final resolution for amount not to exceed $5.8 million in tax exempt and $4.425 million in taxable IDBs and tax exempt IDB allocation for amount not to exceed $5.8 million in tax exempt bond financing. Santini Foods manufactures sweetened condensed milk, chocolate, white chocolate, and caramel sauces, and also bottles of olive oil. Bond proceeds will be used to finance the purchase of new food processing equipment. The project received a total of 33 points out of a possible 147. The company anticipates hiring an additional 20 employees within 2 years of project completion. Staff recommends approval of the initial and final resolution for the total amount of $10.225 million of bond financing and IDB allocation for an amount equal to $5.8 million for the issuer for the Santini Foods Incorporated project.
Thank you. I'm just going to interrupt just to let the record show that the controller has joined us. So,
Bettina, could you turn your microphone on?
I think I just did. Can you hear me? No?
It's not working then.
I just turned it on. The light is on. Can you not hear me?
I can hear you, but I'm here. So, yeah, it's close. It's okay.
So you can't hear me in the audience? Now can you hear me?
I just
really lean into it. Okay. thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments for board members?
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations on staying in California and creating jobs. Well, pass that along.
I have to give you an anecdote here for this project. The company couldn't come today because last night on the 11 o'clock news, This is a funny thing. There was a story about a semi-truck hitting a building at the corner where this company is located, and I knew that, and it was the company. It ran into their plant, and they...
It was time to move.
Pardon?
It clearly was time to move.
Yeah. Well, they're not moving. They're buying new equipment in this one, but they called this morning and said, you know, we have to stay here today and work on this plant, but... Otherwise, yeah, it's a good project.
Great.
Great. Are there comments from the public? Is there a motion?
So moved to approve this project.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. That item is approved.
Thank you
very much. We'll move to item 3, which is Sentinella Food.
Okay.
Lotus Pet Food.
Ron Lee with Jones Hall on bond counsel.
John Stoker, financial advisor to the California Municipal Finance Authority.
Good morning, Jim Cordes with GE Government Finance.
The issuer, the California Municipal Finance Authority, on behalf of Sentinella Feed Incorporated and Lotus Pet Food Incorporated, requests approval of an initial and final resolution and tax-exempt IDB allocation for an amount not to exceed $4 million in tax-exempt bond financing. Sentinella currently operates 13 retail locations within the Los Angeles area, and each location sells pet supplies. The company will begin manufacturing its own pet food at its distribution center. Bond proceeds will be used to acquire and install new pet food manufacturing equipment. The project received a total of 45 points out of a possible 147, and the company anticipates hiring an additional 30 employees within 2 years of project completion. Staff recommends approval of the initial and final resolution and IDB allocation for an amount equal to $4 million for the issuer for the Sentinella Feed Incorporated and Lotus Pet Food Incorporated project.
Great, thank you. Are there any questions or comments from board members?
This is
I have a question here. I understood your articulation, but from reviewing the write-up, I didn't understand the relationship between the borrower and the user. Is there any relationship? This is one of those where it's one of those conduit financing to Sentinella, but I don't know what the relationship is to Lotus.
Lotus is actually going to be the entity that's going to be doing the manufacturing. Sentinella is their kind of go-to-market retail pet food name. So they have 13 stores that operate under Sentinella, and Lotus is the actual manufacturer of the pet food. It's a new entity. Previously, they were using a company in Canada to manufacture their dog food, and they were having quality control issues, so they're bringing it, the manufacturing, in-house.
So Sentinella is a wholly owned subsidiary of Proximy.
Right. So
and Lotus is also a wholly owned subsidiary?
Correct. Yeah. So the Nakagawas own all three of those entities. It rolls up into the Proximy Group.
Okay. I understand better. Thanks.
Great. Are there any further questions?
Just the same comment. Congratulations with an exclamation point.
Are there any comments from the public? There are none. Is there a motion?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved. Thank you very much. We'll move to item 4.
Thank you.
Thank you. 4B1, which is Recovery Zone Facility Bond for Reese Newark. And the user is DataSafe, Inc.
My name is Tom Reese. I'm a part owner of both the borrower company
Reese Newark, and also the user company, DataSafe.
And I'm Walt Venemeyer, again.
The user, the Alameda County Industrial Development Authority, on behalf of the borrower, Reese Newark, LLC, and the user, DataSafe Incorporated, requests approval of a resolution for the issuance of recovery zone facility bonds for an amount not to exceed $3.7 million. DataSafe is a service company that handles the storage, retrieval, and shredding of paper documents in digital computer formats. Recovery zone facility bonds will be used to construct a new facility and for the acquisition and installation of new equipment. Staff has verified that the project is eligible for recovery zone facility bond financing. Staff has received executed copies of the documents that verify recovery zone designation and allocation, as well as the inducement and final resolutions and TEFRA requirements. Staff recommends approval of the issuance of recovery zone facility bonds, which is contingent upon the recovery zone facility bond allocation approval, reallocation approval from SIDLAC to the issuer for an amount equal to $3.7 million for the issuer for the DataSafe Incorporated project.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from board members?
Just one. The last information I saw on recovery zone facility bonds is that only about half of our allocation in California had been used. Is it gotten any better? I just thought this was a great program, and I'm glad you're taking advantage of it. But I'm afraid some of it's going to go unused.
I think we might get a better answer from SIDLAC this afternoon.
Okay.
Most of that, I think of it, was allocated at the local level. So the state only tracks, but he will have some sense of what got used at the local level.
Thank you.
Tracking that, so. Okay. Unless somebody here knows the answer.
Well, I know a little bit of it. The program was approved for literally, I think it was $26 billion. And at the time that the unused allocation was remanded to the state, to SIDLAC, only six projects in the entire United States were done. And we did, I think, four of them in California. That left us about $500 million unused in California. And the problem is that we weren't able to get enough banks to support the borrowers. And that's really what slowed it down. The concept was wonderful, but we didn't have the credit. Most of the companies that needed the stimulus couldn't qualify for the banks.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there further comments from the public? If not, is there a motion?
Second.
It's a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved. Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move to item five, which is comments from the public. Hearing none or seeing none, we'll move to item six, which is adjournment. And we're going to adjourn for about 5 minutes, and then CPCFA will start. So thank you.